John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And a good Thursday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5. The game looks like a gorgeous day here in Middle Tennessee. Just look outside. A little fall weather. Open the windows. Like yesterday at First Horizon Park, Willie said, hey, let's open up the windows. Did I just sound like Harry Carey when I did that? Hey, let's open up the windows. And we did. It was awesome. It was beautiful yesterday. We did get a little bit of rain while we were at the park. They put the tarp on, but then they took it off quickly. Beautiful day here today. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, alongside Elijah Campbell, is manning things at our game studios. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing.
Hi.
Thank you, Harry. We're doing
Let's
well.
Let's open up the windows.
Do it. Why not? Feels good. Felt real good this morning.
In my case, it could be a bad idea because it puts someone on high alert when the windows are open.
The dogs, yeah. They're
Singular.
Roman.
Callie doesn't care. She's just like, whatever. Roman thinks he's a big bad.
Yeah.
Bad mamma jamma behind, the windows.
It's got that big bark. He's just like, brr.
Yeah, no, it's intimidating.
It's like Sawyer.
If they only knew. It's just a big old teddy bear. Yeah. By the way, I was watching Ted last night, Random Thoughts. That movie just cracks me. I know it's filthy. That movie is just hilarious.
I love that movie.
Like, the more you watch it, I feel like, remember, Willie, I think we had this conversation about Anchorman. You know, like, you need to keep watching it because the more times you watch it, you feel like you pick up things that maybe you didn't catch before. I feel like the more I watch that movie, the more I find new jokes or new things that crack me up.
I did not enjoy Anchorman the first time I watched it.
Yeah,
and
you were like,
give it another run. And now I'm all in on Ron Burgundy and company.
I was more accepting of it than you, but I wasn't like all in. But I was like, you know, you got to give it, because I did go back and watch it again, and I was like, all right, you need to give it another shot, and then you'll see. You'll see.
I feel that way with most Will Ferrell movies, that I got to see it more than once. Like, as much as I love racing, like, I didn't love Talladega Nights the first time I saw it. And then I watched it again. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's actually pretty funny. I don't know what it is about his movies. I was that way with Step Brothers. I was that way with Anchorman. It takes a rewatch to really get into it.
Oh, I thought Step Brothers from Jump was Catalina wine mixer, man.
Beeping cows.
Yeah, I cleaned it up. Although Tom Brady's dad did not clean up his thoughts. I don't know if you guys saw this on the podcast up in Boston, but I think it was Tom Cullen, I think is his name, his podcast. And Tom Brady Sr. did not hold back on how special it was for his son to basically shove it up Bill's behind with that Super Bowl win last year. I don't know if you guys saw it, but, man, it's like, whoa. All righty. In fact, we kind of talked about it yesterday, did we not, or the day before? Like, you could just tell. Remember we were talking about, like, how Brady looked at Gronk and when it was over and just how they acted? You could tell there was some venom. Oh, yeah, it was when we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, so it was yesterday. It was like you could just tell there was real motivation behind last season, because I think both of them wanted to kind of – I don't think there's any doubt that Gronk probably what helped contribute to his retirement was just, you know, the no fun Bill Belichick. But I mean, you know, it's how do you knock his system? How do you knock, how he's gone about his business? They've done a whole lot of winning, so it's kind of really hard to say anything. But it just obviously didn't fit him. He's a fun guy, wants to have fun, and it was just interesting. But Tom Brady Sr. not holding back. It's like, was your son vindicated with that Super Bowl win? You're damn right he was. I'm like, all righty then. All right, I think we've got Predators defenseman Dante Fabbro on the line with us. He knows a little bit about the Boston area. Dante, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Well, did you get suffocated with Patriots stuff when you were playing at BU?
Yeah, quite a bit. Obviously, we had a bunch of Boston boys on the team, so obviously they didn't stop talking about the Pats and how good they were. And then obviously when Brady left, you saw what happened to their team for that year there. So yeah, I mean honestly, I became a fan, but I think I was more of a Brady fan than anything. And yeah. So as soon as he switched out of there, I started to become a Tampa Bay fan, and obviously with the Titans here too. So, but yeah, I mean they didn't stop talking. But honestly, I got lucky. Saw a couple Super Bowls, and the Red Sox won a World Series with my time there.
Yeah, there was some winning done when you were there. Speaking of that, I was thinking about this morning before the show because we knew you were going to come on here at the beginning. It doesn't seem that long ago, but, you know, the more time that goes by, it's that window's getting a little bit longer. But it is crazy to think about, Willie, when we were talking to Dante when he was in college, right, when he was still a student athlete and still playing hockey at BU, and just talking about this journey that you're on now of trying to make it in the NHL and be a full-time player. When you reflect back on those conversations, I don't even know if you remember talking to us knuckleheads there at Centennial Sportsplex.
No, he's tried to forget that.
A little bit younger, but here you are, now you are a full-timer in the NHL. You've been that way since basically right out of college. Well, that window hasn't been big, but when you reflect back on that, what has it been like to get to this point where you are today?
I think first off, what first comes to mind is obviously the people who've helped me get me to where I'm at now, and just the environment I grew up in my household with my dad, and how strict he was on training and making sure I'm working hard and in all aspects of life, school, hockey, whatever it may be. And I mean, just looking back at college, obviously I had an opportunity to maybe leave after my second year, and I had ended up deciding to stay. And honestly, I think that was probably one of the better decisions I had made. I knew I wanted to play in Nashville and be a part of this organization, but I felt my personal strength and maybe my cardio or whatnot, I just didn't feel like I was ready for the NHL. And so I took that extra year and really tried to develop my game and kind of round up my game to be a full-timer in the NHL. And obviously I'm still working towards being the best player and best version of myself.
Well, with that being said, as you continue to be a student of the game and try to refine and keep moving forward with your progress as a full-time NHLer, who is somebody maybe you leaned on, somebody that did have influence on you every step of the way to where you are today? How would you answer that? Was there anybody in particular?
I mean, it's tough to answer that because I feel like there's so many people along the way, throughout minor hockey to my junior levels to college. So I wouldn't say there's one specific person, but if I were to choose, I'd definitely say probably my dad and my grandpa. They've supported me throughout everything, every decision, and it wasn't easy most days, but they helped me push through a lot of things, and so a lot of credit to those two.
Pushing through some things. Obviously, last year wasn't exactly the way you wanted to go. Obviously, it ended early. But you as a player, as you continue to grow, what do you think you need to work on? I think we've asked you this before, and it's interesting to see if answers change over time as you, continue to grow in the game. But reflecting back this offseason and working out and trying to refine your game, what do you think you need to grow on or you need to refine the most just to help you keep moving forward? How would you answer that?
Well, I think this specifically this off season, I worked quite a bit on my skating. I felt towards the end there last year, obviously when I got hurt and then I came back, I felt just kind of a half step slow. And so did a lot of power skating this summer and just trying to refine, my edge work and making sure I'm getting the most out of every push, and I felt like it's helped quite a bit, and changed up a little bit of my off season, workout regimens, and but for the most part, it was a big emphasis on my skating this off season, and I feel like I've made strides, but like I had said kind of earlier, can't really be satisfied with a couple strides. I want to keep moving forward in the right direction.
Will it be weird, Dante, looking back, peeking over your shoulder, looking behind you this season and not seeing 35 at all in the picture? Will that be weird? I mean, it's going to be weird for all of us who have been covering him since day one. It's going to be weird not to see him out there. Is it going to be weird for a player like you?
Yeah, I think definitely. Just, I mean, it speaks for himself just how good he is and, you know, how good of a person he is around the rink. And I know his personality is going to be missed around the locker room and amongst the guys. So, yeah, I mean, he's so important to this organization still, even though he's obviously retired and enjoying himself now. But he does mean a lot to this community and the organization. And, you know, guys still now are talking about him. And so, yeah, he will be missed. And but, you know, with hockey, things have to move forward. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best for Pex and, you know, in the future and whatever his endeavors are.
We are going to have to get used to that. Dante Fabbro is with us, Predators defenseman. And Dante, I want you to build on your answer a little bit more. That was great insight about your offseason, what you decided to do. I also wonder, just from a competitive edge standpoint, you're a competitor. I saw Ryan Suter go through this when he was about your age. You know, for whatever circumstance, didn't get the nod in a playoff series, and that's got to drive you a little bit. That's got to burn a little bit. I'm wondering if that helped you go through this process in the offseason to really go at it and say, I got to get to the next level.
Yeah, I think I definitely left last year with a bit of a chip on my shoulder, and you know, I think that's honestly it was good for me to have that chip and go through the offseason and you know, push myself harder than probably I ever have. And you know, I think that kind of resonates in your mind a little bit. And at the end of the day, it's a new year, a new season, and you know, I want to come in here with, you know, a clear head and just work as hard as I can and earn everything I get. Obviously, it's nobody in this life wants to give something given to them, and especially myself, I feel like I want to earn it, and you know, I want to be able to be in the lineup every night. So it's never easy, but at the end of the day, it's kind of up to me and, you know, how I play and how I perform.
Dante, I thought about you. I thought about Alex Carrier. And, of course, you know, one of the guys involved in the trade that day is Phil Myers. But when they traded Ryan Ellis, that was one of the first things I thought of. What an opportunity for Dante Fabbro. So tell me what went through your mind when you heard that trade was happening.
Honestly, I didn't know what to think when it first happened. You know, I was a little bit shocked, but, you know, it's part of the game and, you know, trades happen, guys get moved. And, but, as soon as it kind of settled in, I did realize there was a bit of an opportunity for me to, you know, hopefully get some ice time and, you know, be able to play in certain different situations than I have in the past. So, yeah, even just thinking about that in the off season, just preparing myself and getting mentally ready for, you know, this camp and making sure I'm put my best foot forward and you know, I have day, you know, everyone doesn't have great days and other off days or whatnot, but you know, those off days I got to make sure I'm ready to go and prepared for, you know, for whatever comes my way.
Tell me, what do you think the makeup of the team looks like? I know it's really early, you guys are just getting started trying to reestablish the identity and all the positive feelings that were happening down the stretch last year, but The team looks like it's getting a little bit younger. There's still that core that's been there for a long time, but there's a lot of young players around your age that can form a really good nucleus going forward here. What does that feel like?
Feels good. It feels good to be a part of that. And just like you had said, we have such a good leadership core with our team. And, you know, those guys will definitely, you know, lead the way and lead the charge. But it's obviously up to some of the younger guys to continue that and make everyone better every day. I know Coach Hines had big emphasis on, you know, pushing each other every day in practice and, you know, no easy days and make it hard on everyone else just so they can get better. So I think that's, you know, that's a big big focus in the locker room right now, is just making sure you're taking the most out of every day and helping prepare your teammates as well.
Dante Fabbro is with us, Predators defenseman. Along those lines, Dante, you know, with kind of building off the core that's here, building a new core for the future, you being a part of that. And we mentioned earlier without Pekka back there, UC is back there. And we saw him really grow last year to become one of the premier goaltenders in the league. So how special is that of, you know, we've always asked the question of what it was like to have 35 in between the pipes. Well, what's it like now to know you're playing with the future in goal for the Predators and watching him grow?
Yeah, I think when I first got here, I remember actually telling my dad, telling him how good actually Juice was. And obviously my dad hadn't seen him play that much. And then he ended up calling me after a game that he had played, and he was like, you know, you're right. Like, this kid's the real deal. And then now you look at him now, with his numbers he had last year, and you know how much he's grown and developed as a player, as a goalie, and even his personality. Like, he's very easygoing in the locker room, but you know, down works really hard and kind of keeps to himself when he has to work. And so yeah, but I mean, I think our whole team is confident having Juice in the pipes, because I mean, he's just such a great goaltender and a great person to have. So you need to obviously support him, and we got to play well in front of him. We don't want to make it hard, and as hard as we did last year on him, just because, you know, it's might be a little bit easier when we don't give up that many shots on him. So yeah, but he's more than capable of leading the charge and you know, helping our team win a lot of games.
Something that we've talked about, and I'm curious of your answer as a player, is, you know, John's only been here for about a year and a half, and because of COVID and everything, and he started, you know, in the middle of a year, he really hasn't had a full traditional training camp like he's getting now. How much of a benefit is that for you all as players to go through the full process with him, have a full training camp roster like you really haven't been able to do?
It's great, I think, because just you got those practice days and the scrimmages with the exhibition games, and I think it really allows, you know, our team to hammer down on details with, you know, structure and you know, systems and whatnot. But it also allows, you know, for guys to get used to each other again, and kind of get back moving into, you know, physicality and you know, making sure we're ironing out any details or any, you know, unknowns. So yeah, I think it's huge for our team, and it'll be nice to actually have these 3 weeks to kind of prepare yourself and you know, try and get better and you know, be ready for obviously the regular season.
How excited are you to go up against some of these new offensive pieces like a Cody Glass that was acquired, Philip Tomasino, who's a young guy coming up through the ranks, and then also I'll put Tolvanen in that category as well as he continues to grow.
Yeah, sometimes as a D-man, you know, you look at your forward group and you see how much talent you have up there. So I know a big part of my game is moving the pucks and, you know, giving the pucks to the forwards at the right time. So, you know, I think just with those young guys, and they're coming in, they're so skilled and you know, they can make plays anywhere on the ice. So just giving them the pucks at the right time and, you know, kind of letting them see what they can do, and obviously coming up the ice and trying to support them. So. But yeah, it's. I can't wait to see them out on the ice and see what they're able to do out there.
Dante, good stuff as always. Appreciate the visit, and we look forward to seeing you here real soon, which will be nice. It's been weird, not being around you guys.
Thank God hockey's back.
No doubt about it. Hey, appreciate it as always.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Predators defenseman Dante Fabbro, and they are indeed back in the mix and ready to get after it. Double dip on Sunday. Our coverage will begin at 12:30 here on these airwaves. 1 o'clock puck drop between the Predators and the Florida Panthers. I want to talk to you about DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Listen to this. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly, no matter what. By the way, there is a game tonight, Carolina and Houston. This football season, all customers can swing big with the DraftKings Same Game Parlay. Same Game Parlays allow you to combine multiple bets for a bigger payout. This week, place a Same Game Parlay on any NFL game, and you will be credited up to $25 if your bet loses. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code 1025GAME, and receive $100 or $150 in free bets instantly when all you have to do is place a $1 bet on any football game. That code again, 1025GAME. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, you must be 21 years of age or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.